From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. There's another story about Twitter this week. It has to do with social media and preventing suicide. For law enforcement, therapists, and first responders, one big challenge is simply getting in touch with a person who might be in a dangerous place, emotionally or otherwise. These days, warning signs are popping up more and more on social media. That's why Toronto nurse Anne-Marie Batten is working with Canadian police and caseworkers to stage so-called Twitterventions. When a red flag goes up online, people who watch for them are getting in touch with Batten, who then tweets at the person in need.
A lot of people are reaching out over Twitter and over Facebook when they're feeling distressed. They may tweet their best friend and say they're bullied or they're feeling suicidal. So I get a notice when something like that occurs. So I just reach out, and it's as easy sometimes as just saying, I'm a nurse, can I help?
What do you think engaging people on social media and Facebook offers that the regular avenues don't?
From my experience, it takes a lot of courage sometimes to come in and tell someone that you're not managing very well or worse, that you're feeling suicidal.
Sure.
But when you're typing it into a smartphone, there's not that power imbalance of having a trusted professional on one side of a desk and you on the other.
How do you think this might help people like yourself and people in the police department intervene? And what are the challenges there?
I mean, the main focus of what we're trying to accomplish is about prevention and about being proactive in a system that's currently very reactive. A call comes in, you respond to the call. If you're engaging with someone on social media, the whole idea is to build a trusted relationship and get ahead of that crisis.
But are there some inherent dangers with engaging people in this way?
I think there's risk involved in that you don't see the person physically.
Uh-huh.
So you do have to recognize you could be talking to someone and it may not be who you think you're talking to. But generally, I find when you're de-escalating someone and they're so happy to have someone engaging with them, I haven't found anyone that wasn't truthful.
Anne-Marie Batten is a street health nurse in the city of Toronto. Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.